Yeah, I'm Jackson. I have zero experience with carpentry.
I studied at a school for historic preservation in Boston and learned about how things were built, you know, 250 years ago.
There's a long way to go. I'm nowhere near the top. Not that I thought I was, but there's so much more to do out there.
Welcome back to the Passion for Craft podcast. Today, we are going to be ranking styles of architecture based on their difficulty to pull off. So we've got a bunch of different styles of architecture here, from Japanese to English, Tudor, Georgian, Federal, Greek Revival, Second Empire, Queen Anne, Craftsman, French, French Countryside,
Ranch,
Ranch. What else? What are we missing?
McMansion.
McMansion.
So
we have a lot of different styles.
So before I even start,
I think the best way to do this. I just don't want you to say one. Because I think it'd be better if we answer.
No,
first.
My question is, which one's the hardest, and which one's the easiest?
Well, you did spoil this in our pre-show talking about this. I heard the answer. Did you hear the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, we both heard it. Japanese is the hardest,
in my opinion.
In your opinion, okay.
And what is the easiest?
What makes Japanese the hardest? Is it the joinery?
Yeah, the joinery. Yeah.
Is it because every single little thing has a joint to it?
Have you seen the joinery that those guys put in their things?
Not really.
It's pretty wild.
We should probably do a deep dive episode on the Japanese style. Can we do that next time? Japanese art.
It's very visual. I mean, it's like puzzle pieces that these you know.
They're so cool.
The way the joints are put together and the way they cut everything. It's nutso.
That's Natalie and I's dream vacation. We want to go to Japan so bad. Mainly countryside, honestly. Don't even care about the city. Just want to be in the countryside.
Not the Pokemon Center.
Is there a Pokemon Center there?
In Japan, yeah.
No way.
My kids want to go.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see all that kind of stuff. Like, there's some things. But, like, I really want to see, like, their old style buildings.
Yeah.
Like, their... Oh, I think it's... Nothing's prettier. I think they're just really cool. I like their roofs, too. I like the roofs a lot.
Yeah, so I mean, the
Taipei's room.
So the Japanese is the hardest.
I think. I mean, if you just, you know,
I'd say Victorian.
If you said to a bunch of American craftsmen, build a Japanese house, I mean, it would be like, you know, they would have to start over, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the tools that they use and the time that they spent.
But what if you said to a bunch of Japanese, build an American house?
Oh, what style?
You know
the
what
style we're building now?
You know what's funny? Is a buddy of mine has a home building company, and they went over to Japan to build some houses, and he said they couldn't get the Japanese carpenters to build their houses because they showed up to the job site with hand saws and strings.
Whoa!
No
way. In other words, they were doing it with hand tools and doing it. You know, that's
still
how they're
today.
That's yeah. This was 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
And they still do a lot.
And he said they didn't know how to build, and it required a whole different set of training so that they could build
they degraded
the cheap
them.
And fast way that Americans build. Isn't that crazy?
They leveled them down.
You had to like, learn that.
Yeah. They had to unlearn them good habits.
Yeah.
So
easiest,
that might be my great grand tour. Yeah.
The easiest would be maybe the ranch style.
I'd say McMansion, because you just kind of throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks, right?
Well, yeah, I didn't have the list. Where's the list?
It's just a little one. You know, someone asked if we could do like an episode detailing the specific styles, and we kind of did that a little bit, where we just kind of walked through the progression of the styles and how we got there. We haven't done like specific detailing them, but aren't you going to make a video on that?
Yeah, I'm doing a whole series on those. I think the ranch would probably be the easiest. Mainly because even when they were building it, it was a cheap and fast way of building.
What about log cabin? Is that one easier?
No.
That's hard with the joints and the logs.
But isn't the joints literally just like Lincoln log joints?
But you're hand cutting all that.
Who's going to cut those?
Wait, I'm not saying like in the day and age. I'm saying like today.
So
are we saying today and age?
Yeah.
What? Just get a chainsaw. What? Get
it. Here's the way I'm reading it.
You know, like you don't need to be precise. You don't need to be, you know. Don't get crazy.
No, you need to go to North Bennett Street and then we'll talk.
Fine.
And then we're going to play that clip back.
Guys, I've seen people cut ice with a chainsaw.
The way I assume this is happening is that you are...
in its time?
I think so. I think today...
Can we do two rankings?
I was thinking right now. Easiest house to build, hardest house to build.
Because I think still some of it stands up. Like, I think Victorian actually might be my answer even today.
But if you're going to build a log cabin, okay, mm-hmm. you got to build the windows and doors the way they were built. How are you going to do that, chainsaw boy?
I mean, literally, my thought process was just like the bushcraft people do it. They build the whole thing, they leave a hole for the door, and then they just put planks of wood there against the door. They leave a hole. All right, sometimes they don't leave a hole for the window and they cut into the window and they just cut out a window.
I mean, maybe so, because there's no bathroom, there's no kitchen, there's no floor.
True.
Right? Maybe that's simpler. I don't think to do it successfully it's as easy as just so we're clear.
I thought you were saying, hey, here, build a Japanese house today. Like, it's still the hardest thing.
I thought you were too. You still think that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So the ranch still today.
Because you can't use hand tools. You have to use hand tools.
Now, okay, that actually does. Because
the precision required to make those joints tight, you can't. You might rough it out.
You could probably do a little bit of the roughing.
But still, just the amount you're going to have to use hand tools is going to be
What's the toughest one besides? Let's get back into America. What's the toughest one to build?
I think Victorian.
No, it would be Victorian, yeah.
It's gotta be, right?
To execute the Victorian properly? Because we saw a lot of failed
Victorians. You've also said, like, no one can do Victorian correctly. Like, even with Versailles, like, you've used the Versailles example a ton, where you've said no one can do it. That's Corinthian?
That was Corinthian.
No, I've done Versailles and Corinthian. I don't think you should do either one. In fact, what I've been thinking lately
mm-hmm.
is I was training my guys on the classical system. And, you know, all the different interpretations of the classical system done by all these different authors. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Palladio had a system, mm-hmm. William Chambers had a system, and James Gibb. And so I think that if Brent Hull had a system for building classical architecture, mm-hmm. I would throw out the composite, throw out the Corinthian. I wouldn't even teach those, those.
Which one's composite? Ionic and Doric together?
Ionic and Corinthian together. Okay. Because those are just so outside of the realm of how we even build today. I wouldn't even teach those. They teach the Tuscan, the Doric, and the Ionic, and leave off Corinthian. Just say, don't even look at it. Don't talk about it. I don't want you even trying to execute it, because it's too hard today. We can't get good Corinthian capitals.
How many generations of people doing the Ionic, Doric, and Tuscan orders correctly would it take before you feel like you could level them back up to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be a while.
How many? Like, if a generation's 20 years, how many generations would
you? 2 to 4.
Yeah. So it would be like 80 years before you're like, all right, now that you've been building this consistently successfully.
But then you have to have a culture that accepts and wants that.
That's what I mean. Like, how long do you think that would take? Like, if your guys are executing like the perfect Tuscan, the perfect Doric, the perfect Ionic, people see it and like, yeah, that's pretty nice. Like, I like that. Then you're like, okay, hey, we can actually level you up here. And because then the builders are getting in on it. You know what I'm saying?
The assumption that they're doing perfect Tuscan or Doric and Ionic.
That's going to take
two to four generations.
Well, cool. That's kind of a fun
So plot. I keep jumping back. Like, what's the hardest?
For like America.
Yeah.
Because you feel like we're wrong? You feel like it's not Victorian?
Well, if you think about a Victorian interior, uh-huh. okay, all of those things could be made today.
Do you think it could be CNC'd?
It's a lot, or just the standard molders and shapers and everything else.
Oh, well, I think of like McFarlane, and I'm like, that looks hard to build. You know,
yeah.
We did an episode on McFarlane House.
Well, once you're
strings. And-
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, you can buy that beading off the shelf today. And so...
Who knew?
Well, even then, I'm still thinking, okay, bring me all the materials. Now I'm putting it together. Like, it seems like I could build the Georgian house pretty simply, mm-hmm. you know, versus that. When I think of a symmetrical Georgian house versus that McFarland house, which one's easier? I'm saying it's the Georgian.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting
because I'm not conundrum. I'm not saying I'm sitting there like making all the beads and chiseling it out. I'm just saying like assemblage.
No, that's actually a really interesting point. I think that
we've stumped him. We've done it again. Got him right where we want him.
I'm not sure.
Got him cornered.
I'm not sure. I don't disagree. I'm not sure. I agree. I think I agree. Maybe say it that way.
Because I'm not sure. I don't disagree.
Because standing in that space, I agree that that would be hard to do. And I sit there and I stand in a Georgian space and I'm like, that'd actually be easier. Now, the hand carving you'd have to do in a Georgian space.
Right.
I'm assuming you'd have to hand carve it today.
You would have to, because a lot of it is inset. It's not like individual pieces that were manufactured separately.
It's carved and out of it.
It's carved out of the thing.
So it's not applied.
It's not applied. Okay, that's good.
And the reason I'm stumbling over the fact that I'm agreeing with you is because
it's me.
You can never trust a journeyman's word.
I've always, postulated that the Victorian is today's McMansion with just better craftsmanship, which would mean that it's kind of inferior building.
Mm-hmm.
I did stump you then.
But you're actually to think that it's actually to recreate it today would be actually being the most difficult. Makes me go,
Because I'm just thinking, all right, Richard, I'm handing you, here's plans for McFarland and plans for whatever, Georgian house. I'm like, let's do that one first. It's easy, you know. I'll let the other guys do that one. No, I would actually be willing to take it on. But for this, this example.
Yeah.
Well, if you let's just take, maybe it's depending on the Georgian house that you build. Because if I said you got to build Gunston Hall, which is where William Buckland built that house. And did all that crazy carving.
Is Drayton Hall like that, or that's different?
Or Drayton Hall.
Is that the South Carolina one?
Drayton Hall's the South Carolina one.
That's the one I was thinking of. Holy guacamole.
Yeah, because that one is...
That one intimidates.
It's like
high Georgian.
Yeah, it's like McFarland, but it's Georgian.
Just imagine.
Okay,
so
well then.
Full paneled walls, pilasters and flutes and carved details and mantles and,
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It's so insane because you look at it and you're like, oh, cool, a Victorian house in like a predominantly Georgian area. Like, that's kind of crazy. Why does that happen? And then we literally had this conversation and he goes, no, try again. And I was like, is it Georgian? And it's like everything's intricately carved. Like the front of it has like these like hanging down things from it that look like clusters of grapes that are like hanging down from this thing. And it is crazy. I don't know a good way to describe it. That feels like the best way to describe it.
But like, I'm not sure what the hanging down clusters
remember
are.
Remember on the front balcony of Drayton Hall, it has like those little circular spheres that are just like completely covering the wall. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to pull up a picture.
So maybe, so if you said a vernacular Georgian house versus a vernacular Victorian house, so both simple kind of farmhouses.
Okay. Yeah.
Victorian, still probably harder just because there's more trim and there's more. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're thinking about this through the eyes of a trim carpenter, maybe not through the eyes of a builder.
No, I was kind of looking at it as the eyes of a builder, like... I just picture McFarland house and that looks hard to put together. Like it looks comparatively speaking to like a symmetrical Georgian house.
I think any house pre-18 probably
it's not Drayton Hall.
50.
Where was the one we went to in Charleston?
Outside Charleston, that's Drayton Hall.
It was like in the city.
Oh, you're talking about Miles Bruton.
That one.
Yeah, no, that one's crazy.
That one's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was what I was talking about with the walls. Drayton Hall does not have that.
Yeah, so you think about any house before 1860 is that's brick is solid masonry, right? So that adds a level of challenge, right? That first of all,
well, I was thinking
build it in solid masonry.
I was thinking we would do it with our modern ways, but just it has to look like that.
Like we can use our modern tools.
And our modern like 2x4 framing and...
See, I would say if you're going to build a like Drayton Hall or something that's solid masonry, one of the reasons why it's I would categorize it being harder to build is because of the way they built it.
I'm just thinking if someone comes to you and is like, we want to build this, of course they're going to have like a budget. And you're like, we could do it in solid masonry, but, you know, stick frame is going to be, and then they'll probably just be like, oh, let's just do it, you know, 2x6s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm not putting myself in the past of it. I'm just saying it's happening today, and it's going to be done realistically today.
Well, then it is just a trim job, right? Then it is, because you're making everything the way it was made today. All it is really the trim inside.
It's all decoration. Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, if we're sitting there talking about what's the hardest house to build, and we're looking at it from an idea of craftsmanship and, you know, trying to copy the past. You know, I think all of those things go into it.
All right, okay. So let's change the perspective now,
because I think it has to be done at the time it was done.
Has to be done at the time. Okay. So, well,
and using today's craftsmen,
that's not going to happen.
I mean, it's just never. Like there are some that will never happen.
No, it can happen. Yeah,
it can happen.
I feel like Victorian takes the cake. Then, if you're using today's craftsmen. Back then's tools. Well, Japanese takes the cake.
Well, if you're talking Victorian, you said a lot of Victorian stuff was like manufactured in a factory. Mm-hmm. So you really wouldn't need today's craftsmen necessarily to like nail it up. You would just need the machinery.
So I guess Georgian does outrank at that point.
Is that true? Right? These guys weren't
making this
stuff.
That's why I saw it. I mean, but basically it's 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. A time machine person comes from the past or from the future and says, we need you to build a house from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And
just like it was built.
Yeah. Just like
we'll drop you off.
Just like it was built.
You'll have all the materials brought to you in their proper way.
No, you won't. It's 2024. We need you to build it exactly the way it was built. Which one's easiest to build? And so if we're going to build Drayton Hall, okay, and it has solid masonry walls, you know, with handmade bricks. We've got to do that today. And I'm saying that.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Well, it's hard because you're going to have to find people who know how to make bricks, okay?
You're going to need to find some moldable
There's no
brick
budget.
Masons.
There's no budget.
No budget. It's just, this is a craftsman test, right? This is a skill test. And so, you know, I feel like this is what you'll do a little bit at North Bennett Street. You are figuring out how those things were built. Mm-hmm. You're studying, you know, how bricks were made, and you're studying how bricks were made so that you could build the kiln, so that you could, you know, make the bricks and figure it out how
Take
to do
them
it.
Out at the right temperature and put them into a mold.
Mold them, you know, rub them, you know, cut them, you know, figure out all that kind of stuff, and then you know, set the foundation, lay up the walls. You know, that's high degree of challenge, and then. You know, the lumber.
That's crazy. You're making your own glass and everything.
Oh my gosh, dude. The glass would be a challenge.
Well, they didn't make the glass. There's glass people. So it wouldn't have been the craftsmen on site. They would have bought that.
Okay.
We have to frame it into the windows.
Yeah.
Well, we would have to probably make it though if it's like
all you're hand making all stuff. The sash. Yeah. You're hand making, you're setting all the glass.
We're cutting the glass.
Yeah. So I think the further, maybe even, it's not even just a style question. It's just a
time period.
Time period yeah. question that pre-industrial revolution, it's just going to be harder to build that.
It would be Drayton Hall, then it would be that Georgian house, right? Because what year is that?
Because the earlier the Georgian.
1750.
The Georgian was one of the earliest periods. So like that takes a cake.
Yeah, because you got to think even Victorian, there's already like. I mean, power tools, right?
Yeah.
No. Power tools aren't until the early 1900s.
But there's big machinery.
Big machinery.
Okay.
Like, they don't have skill saws on the job site.
Right, mm-hmm. No.
They didn't have portable machinery till 1910, 1920.
Oh, okay. No festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
No festival.
They would laugh me off the job. Hit the road, buddy.
They would
be like, but I was a big YouTuber. They're like, we don't care. You were a big fish in a little pond. Get out of here.
They're up there making their hammers do backflips, and they're.
What's up, guys? What is he doing? That's funny. All their arms are just huge.
Yeah, they're like deep. In a collared shirt coming to work site.
Yeah, so I think if you change things up, then that becomes the hardest.
All right, so let's just talk through these and just go one by one through them and just kind of rank them. We've talked a lot about Victorian. We've talked a lot about Georgian. We've talked a little about Japanese. And so we've covered the ground, I think, there. Where does Tudor rank in the process? And can you remind me what Tudor is?
That's very difficult. The chimney.
That French?
Those chimneys that you showed in your presentation, those Tudor, like, clustered chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
That looks.
That's cool. A French one, right? Tudor?
No.
Oh, okay.
Does Tudor sound French? Tudor?
Tudor. I don't know.
Tudor dynasty in England?
I know. There's like a whole TV show on it.
Yeah, the Tudors. Yeah. So that's English.
English. Okay, yeah. Good. So, just like I thought. Yeah. So what are like big...
I think the hardest in the world of things that we're familiar with would be French.
Really?
French. Everything they did was hard.
That's all what? Curved and French?
Yeah, it's carving. It's the moldings are different.
Detail work. All detail work would need to be hand carved.
Yeah, because you have a lot of curves and
I mean, even the molding pieces are curved. And
mm-hmm. Versus like in Georgian, you have a lot of 90-degree miters. And, yeah. Right. Paneled walls are pretty straightforward.
Yes. I mean, just the level of detail that they did, the finishing, the gold leafing, the carving, the complexity of everything they did they were just
next level.
It was next level.
And that's Versailles, or that's
Versailles in France. What'd you just say?
I said then the French surrendered. There's that joke where the French always wave their white flag pretty early in the wars and battles and other things like that. Past Napoleon.
They had the most fierce army in the world in World War I.
And then
no more. World War II did not happen. The French I think, you know, set the bar for being the most challenging stuff. And a lot of people end up copying the French.
Cool.
I mean, things that Palladio was doing, I don't know if the complexity of his stuff was high craftsmanship more than just his design was so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd probably be French, I would say.
Is the heart, like those chateaus they built were insane. There's insane. YouTube channels where the young people go out and they buy these chateaus and they just try to renovate them as best they can to original. They're really interesting. And the details in there are like
that's
that.
So cool.
When we went to there's a tool museum in Troyes, France. Troyes, Troyes.
That's how I would have spelled it too.
And it was is a tool museum. It's a hand tool museum, and on your bucket list. It needs to be, you know, up there as far as the place you need to go. They have a display in there of a window, and this is the kind of complexity that the French did. I mean, they had so they have these French casement windows, okay, which are beautiful, and the integration of how the bottom rail goes over the drip edge, and there's a weep hole that comes out so that any water that gets in will get out this weep hole. There's a drip cap out here. I mean, it's huge.
So they thought through everything.
It was unbelievable, okay? Just for that little drip cap, okay? And then inside there's these shutters that close over top of it that fit inside this little pencil mold on the inside so that there's no light that can come in there. And then this hardware comes over and closes over top of it. It's and these roots come in and lock it in. And you're just like,
do you have a picture of this? I got to see this eventually.
I took the kids were there. They probably don't remember it, but I just like.
I remember it well.
I was taking all these pictures because I just couldn't freaking believe all this stuff. And then the chateau we went back to, they had it over their windows. And I took,
this is everywhere.
I probably took 50 pictures of these windows and shutters because it was so beautifully integrated. And that's just a window. That was just a shutter. And that was just, you know, how they made this thing work. And so,
oh, they're famous for their dormers too, yeah. Right? Like their curved dormers and
yeah.
And was all that in the chateau we stayed?
What's that?
Was that in the chateau we stayed at?
Mm-hmm. So
why didn't you point that out? I don't know.
It was
16, 15, 16.
Oh, so you would have appreciated it.
Yeah. Maybe a little younger. Maybe 13, 14. I had an iPod Nano. I remember that.
Here yeah, on the
you're,
iPod.
You were younger than that. You were probably 14.
14.
Anyway, it was just the way they built.
Yeah.
And did things. It was stunning. It was.
So they win the world class interiors, exteriors. What?
So if you look at the history, like the French were leaders in the world. Like when they built Versailles, when Louis XIV, the Sun King, you know, when he was doing his deal, okay, when he was in charge, they were the leading power in Europe. Versailles was his, you know, badge of honor that, you know, I think I told you, he gold leafed the roof at Versailles, right? It was just stupid how opulent it was and how incredible it was. So, you know, I think he's 1640s, something like that.
Yeah.
And so, is that right? Because 17, no, it must have been a little bit later than that, maybe 1680s. In any case, there's Louis XIV, Louis XV, Louis XVI. Okay. Then the French Revolution happens and, you know, that France falls apart.
Revolution.
At the same time, or not the same time, a little bit later, like Thomas Chippendale, okay, in England, the very famous furniture maker, comes out during a time in the 1750s when Europe, England was really the power of the world. So design had been coming out of France as the leading design. And then it changed to England and changed to Chippendale and stuff like that. So yeah. Say all that just to say, you know, kind of who was leading what at different times, different countries were kind of
dictating the trends
and where that went. And England for a long time, probably up until Victoria and Albert came along and the Victoria and Albert Museum and the Crystal Palace and all that other stuff. You know, was England at its finest, you know, stuff and things like that.
You do a lot of French rooms or not really?
Not really. We used to, we got a call for a few of them. We did them a few times. I always did this sample wall to show off stuff we could do. But the, you know, we're as I've said before, we're moving away from the job shop to more production shop. And,
for dang shame.
We just didn't get enough calls for all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think if we were in a different part of the country, if we were in New York, even Dallas, some different parts of the country, that Fort Worth was just not the place to...
Yeah, French stuff.
Yeah, to be the king of France.
nice.
Well, maybe this job you're going to go look at right now will have some...
It's actually French in style. It's a country French.
Nice.
Oh man. Well, okay. So just continuing down the list, did we hit on Tudor there? I feel like we just got on a French tangent, which was awesome.
I was just staying in America, and okay. you jumped over to England. So
well, yeah. I guess I don't really have a great. I know we went over them last time, but I don't really have a great depth of knowledge on like what the American styles were. I mean, actually, I really do actually now. But I've been using this as like a pretty good template. Tudor, Georgian, Federal, Greek Revival, Second Empire.
Well, we can jump to the easiest. The easiest was Ranch because that was you know, and I would think that anything, you know, around that period of time, right, the colonial revivals and the you know, period revival era.
Is going to stay
super
easy.
The bungalows aren't too super difficult to build. You know, Ranch, you know, McMansions only because they're a mess and you don't really have to execute.
There's no really rules.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, no rules.
You win either way.
So it's like a participation trophy.
So anything in the 1900s or 2000s would be easier than those things built in the past.
Farmhouse modern, barn doors, all those great.
It's certainly maybe the today's minimalist stuff is the easiest because you know.
Just throw an accent wall on there and you're good.
It's concrete and, you know, no moldings and blank windows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just glass and concrete. Just throw them both together.
That'd actually be the easiest.
I actually didn't think about that at all. That would be very easy.
And if that's true, realize that we are building the easiest, cheapest thing possible to
build
right
now. All we care about is money.
Look at us
go. It's so frustrating.
Go us. Am I right?
I hate it.
Let me just take a moment to say, look what we've done. Craftsman era, which one was that?
1900, same as bungalow, craftsman, bungalow. Prairie.
Okay. Greek revival, or what about just neoclassicism? Where does that fall? Pretty high, right?
Well, neoclassicism, turn of the century, typically. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say it's typically hard. Greek revival is 1840s, it's harder.
Okay. So, but I was thinking... with neoclassicism, I guess it just brought back so many like the funkier parts of, I guess it was more just colors that it really brought back in a lot of ways.
Colors? What colors are you talking about?
Well, remember we looked at that example of neoclassicism in that one museum where they had, we talked about it for a while, but they had uncovered Roman bathhouses and they were like, oh, it's colorful on the inside. And then they... There was like the neon green room that we were looking at and the pink.
So there's the neoclassical style.
Yeah.
And then there's the neoclassical era. Okay. The style would
They're not the same thing.
Would be the turn of the century stuff like the Kell House up in Wichita Falls.
Okay.
Neoclassicism, like new classicism, is what would be considered federal or, you know, Adam-esque.
I was thinking of the era.
Yeah.
I was not thinking of the style.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what.
And that's Greek Revival, correct?
No, it's federal and Adam-esque. Greek Revival follows that.
Okay. Okay, cool. That helps.
It's confusing, though.
It is confusing.
If only there was a better way of naming these things. I know there's not, but it just really feels like there could be.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Dude, if they named them like Friends episodes or something, like the one where blank, you know?
You should do like a dumbed down chart of that.
That's
a great video idea.
The one that has this, the one that has that, you know.
That's the one with really the turret.
Funny. Yeah, the one with the turret.
The one that looks like a Greek temple.
The one named after a monarch. No, the other one. There's a lot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are named after monarchs, which is helpful. But like Georgian, Victorian, Queen Anne. That's crazy. Tudor, not named after a monarch necessarily, but named after a political power. Man, we're all over the map here. So now looking at federal is more detailed than Georgian, correct? Like smaller? Well,
there's the plaid decoration. Daintier? Yeah.
Okay.
That column thing right there.
Yeah,
the columns, federal.
So, would you say it's more, or are they about equal?
Yeah.
Just their execution is different.
It's a great execution's question. Different. Okay. I would say that's probably harder.
Okay.
We're kind of limping to the finish line here.
Yeah, I think we've all been yawning a bunch, so we're definitely feeling the post-lunch slump. Okay. Cool. So, I mean, I think we've hit all the major styles.
maybe we punt and get on to something else because we've kind of beat this.
No. I'm asking for more clarity at this point.
No, it's not dead yet. Keep hitting it.
What is Second Empire? Where does that one fall?
Right after the First Empire. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think we can ever do four episodes in a day again because this is just what happens. Brent sick.
Right after the first one. Second in part. It's
freaking go.
It's 1870s, 1860s.
Sorry, Richard. What was I thinking?
I forgot to think about the first empire. It's also the one before the third empire. Is that right?
When does the Empire Strike Back?
It's the Clone Wars, I think. So what is Second Empire?
French.
French?
Yes.
Dude, what the heck? It, I'm sorry.
It's the Second Empire.
I'm just thinking of like
is that an American like style building like some stormtroopers holding a nail gun missing all their shots just every time they nail something in they're like and then it just falls off because they miss.
They're like really dumb, right? Aren't they? Like,
well, I think the big joke about stormtroopers is they can't hit anything. They can't hit the broadside of a barn, and so.
Just trying imagine. To build a house, the Empire Strikes Back.
So yeah. Stupid. Yeah, it's good. Okay, so obviously as confusing as the styles are, there's still Scandinavian ones that we haven't talked about and like things out there.
Name one.
IKEA.
The Fourth Empire, yeah. The meatball era? I don't know. I guess I'm thinking of more... And it may be a more modern style, but there's a lot of things that people are doing in Scandinavia. I'm thinking of the green roofs, like the greenhouse roofs, like that's been a big thing. Obviously not an architectural style, but is something. I wondered about the Cotswolds. I wonder where that would fall. A lot of rocks, a lot of stones, right?
A lot of rocks in that one.
Cobblestones. Because that one's not super hard to make into a house or like to execute on. It's just putting stones together, right? Mud and stones.
It looks pretty crazy.
Thatch roof, kind of easy.
How hard can it be?
How hard can it be? Yeah. Get me out there with a bunch of stones.
So you're going out there. You're all over the world now. And so I'm like, I actually don't know much about Scandinavian architecture. That's why I was like, name one. Because I know Scandinavian interiors were a big thing in the 70s and 50s. But, you know, but their architecture, not so much. But anyway, you're outside of my realm and my bladder's full. And so I'm going to hit a wall here pretty soon. Actually, right now. So.
Okay, well, great. We'll see you soon. All right, capping this off, the chaos that this episode has been. with all of these, you still stand by Victorian is the hardest one?
Well, since he switched it to time periods, I think that probably that Georgian would be extremely difficult. Because the Victorian, all this machines are making this stuff for you.
Yeah.
With the Georgian, you're carving out every... it's crazy, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I know he's not expert, well-versed on like the world and everything else like that. I went to a museum exhibit not too long ago, and they actually had some like Hindu. It was probably more religious. It was like temple doors and stuff that.
Yeah, the Indian stuff.
But oh my gosh, some of the Indian stuff is crazy.
There's a building that's carved out of the side of a mountain. It's like and it's all yes. I need to find that.
Like, is it like masonry basically?
It's the mountain. Yeah, they just. Like chiseled their way in there, but as they went in, they carved out like, you know, stuff after the orders and
right.
I'll have to send you that. And I don't know what it's called. It'll take me some research to look through. But there's a crazy rabbit trail we could probably go down of like that Egyptian stuff that we talked about in another episode. There's like, have you ever heard of the unfinished obelisk?
Yes.
That stuff is crazy.
What, remind me. And
it's like, remind me else. And all. it's like this marble or some like polished stone like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like carved out of the ground and it was like longer, bigger than this building.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to lift it up, but I guess.
They never finished it.
Yeah, it just never finished. So it's just, all over the world, there's just so much crazier stuff that we don't even...
Because that was like, I mean, American-wise, I think I agree with you. I think Georgian probably makes the most sense. Although I would still push back and say some of the Victorian stuff is just...
Like the assembly intimidating. Of it.
The assembly of it. And it's so fine detailed and stuff like that. I mean, if you're putting me there, I can't do it. But just you said the carving stuff with the Georgian and the amount of like hand carving things that they had to do for some of those temple walls, like the uniformity and everything like that just seemed like intense and insane. And I'm sure some of that.
Hey, what are y'all talking about?
Oh, hey, welcome back. We're talking about worldly things. I know you're just an American guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Americocentric. But remember when I went to that museum exhibit and I sent you those pictures of the like carved temple walls and things like that? I was trying to just bring in like all of the architectural styles and stuff like that. And I know that's not something we're well versed in or something that necessarily matters, but we're just speaking about some of the Indian carvings and temples that are kind of crazy. And those aren't necessarily domestic or whatever, but he even brought up them carving a temple out of the side of a mountain.
Yeah, like they used the mountain as a structure. And as they chiseled their way in, they carved all kinds of architectural detail.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
Pinta? It starts with a P. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I'll look it up and send it. Because it was
That's awesome. Crazy. It's really cool.
And then the other one, there's this like place called Middle Earth, and these hobbits have like dug out these holes in the ground. I think those would be pretty hard too. What style is it? Well, it's Shire. Shire-esque.
Shire-esque.
Yeah, Shireton, I think. Okay, well, that's all for this episode. Brent's bladder has given us a great alarm as to when it's time to go. So thank you guys for watching. Thanks for bearing with us. And we hope to see you on the next one.